Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Nun Beis, we are on page 408. Simin Shin Nun Beis is HaKore B'Sefer V'Nisgalgal M'Rishus L'Rishus. One who's reading from a Sefer will see it's a Sefer that's a scroll, so it has two sides, and it rolls out from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaKore B'Sefer Al HaEskupa. A person who is reading from a sefer on an eskupa, which is a front stoop, v'nisgalgal rosh ha'echal me'asefer miyodo, and one end of the sefer rolls out away from his hands, v'nisha rosh ha'sheni biyodo, he's holding on to the second end, but the first end rolls out away from him, so golalo etzlo, he's allowed to roll it towards him, afilu nisgalgal chutz la'arba amos, even if it rolls away four amos, he's still allowed to bring the second part back, v'afilu b'rishus ha'rabim v'ho'eskupa b'rishus. Even if it rolls out to a Rishus HaRabim and he's on the Eskupa in a Rishus HaYochid, he's still allowed to bring it back. Mishum bizoyon kisvei HaKodesh etiru. The reason why this is mutter is because they were worried about leaving the Kisvei Kodesh, this Sefer, which is Kisvei Kodesh, is going to be lying with Bizayon, and therefore they will matter him to roll it back. We'll see that it's not a Daraisa, otherwise they would not have been matter it. It's only a Derabbanan in this case, and because of Bizayon Kisvei HaKodesh, they will matter it. The Ramah says, the Rabim Dorsi Allah Eskupa. The reason why they were lenient, specifically in this case, as we'll see as opposed to Sibbeis by a Gag where they were Machmir, is because the Eskupa has a lot of people passing by and it would be a greater Bizayim. The Ramah ends off and says, V'dafka Kisvei HaKodesh. This is specifically a heter when it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh. Ava Bishar Dvarim, but other items that roll out like that, Aser afilu lo naflu el karmelis. They will be aser to bring back, even if it doesn't roll out to a Sarabim, even only to a karmelis, that will be aser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Al Vakore B'Sefer, Kol Svarim Shalahem Asuyim Digiloyon Kisefer Torah Shalonu. Like you mentioned before, all of their Svarim were rolled up in a scroll like our Sefer Torah. So there were two sides. One side you're going to remain holding on to, and one side that rolls away from you. If you want to see a diagram, if you turn the page, it's on Sif Beis, it's on the case when you're on the roof. But here we're talking about the Eskupa, but that's the idea. You're holding on to one side, and the other side rolls away from you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vaiter in Sif Katan Beis Al HaEskupa. Our case in Sif Aleph is you're sitting on the front stoop, Hainu afilu haisa rishus hayochid, even if the eskupa is a rishus hayochid, kegon shi gavo asara tfachim, for example, what gives it the dimension of rishus hayochid? It's 10 tfachim high, v'rochav arba tfachim, and length by width is 4 by 4 tfachim, ulefaneh holechas rishus harabim, and in front of the eskupa, which is rishus hayochid, is going a regular rishus harabim, ukil akameh, like the Mechaber says later. V'hava amina, I would have said, dinigzor shelo lahakil bazeh, I would have said we make a gzera not to be lenient to bring it back, liglola sefer etzlo mishum dilma nafal miyado kulo, because maybe the entire sefer will fall out of your hands into the rishus harabim. Va'asi gam kein la'asui etzlo, you might bring it back. So if the entire sefer falls out of your hands, it's carrying from the rishus harabim to rishus hayochid. That would be nisa daraisa. So you would think they would make a gzeru, and part of it rolls away, even though you're holding on to part of it. You shouldn't bring back that part because you might come to bring back the entire thing, which would be a daraisa. Disham ikel chiyav chatos bazeh. If the whole thing falls down and you bring it back, that would be a chiyav chatos. So you might have thought they made a gzeru. Kamash melon de lo gazrinam bazeh. The mechaber comes to teach us they don't make a gzeru in this case. Mishum bizayon kisvei hakodesh, because we're talking about Kisvei Kodesh, and it will be a bizayon to leave it that way, and therefore, since it's only the Rabbanon, they were makil in this situation. The after mevur b'sif beis, even though we'll see in sif beis, hecha de ome berosh hagag, like you saw on the diagram, when you are sitting on top of the roof, v'lefaneh holech rosh harabim, in front of the roof is a rosh harabim, v'nisgalgal rosh echa min ha-sefer, in the same case happens, one end of the sefer rolls out, miyado from his hands, al ha'aretz, onto the ground, there we're going to see the aser logul etzlo mishum Zerazu. There is going to be usher to bring the sefer back because of this gzera. But hacha mari b'iskupa sherabim dorsim aleha. The difference between the case of the gag where we will make the gzera by the sefer and the case of the iskupa we will make the gzera is because the iskupa has a lot of traffic going on. People are trampling over it. Kim vavura b'agol, like the Ramah says, v'ika bizayon tfei l'kisvei hakodesh, and it will be more of a bizayon. Of course, it's always a bizayon if a sefer is hanging over the roof. That would also be bizayon, but a greater bizayon where a lot of people are walking by and trampling there. L'kach ikilu, therefore, over here by the iskupa, they were lenient and they did not make this this gzeira. Sivkaton gimel v'nisgalgel rosh ha'echad, one side of the sefer rolled out. Rotzalomra means to say v'noch al ha'aretz. Again, like we said, the eskupa could be raised up 10 tefachim, so it rolls out and it actually rests on the ground. The im misuluk min ha'aretz afilu me'at. It is, if it is not on the ground, it's lifted up even a little bit. Lo dami klal in the filo, then it would not be similar to the case of the daraisa, where the whole thing falls out, because then obviously it's falling on the ground. So if it's not fully on the ground, the part that fell off, we have no room to make the gzeira. The whole gzeira is, because this situation might happen to the whole sefer. That's only if one end hits the floor, if the whole sefer hits the floor, it'll be a daraisa to bring it back, so they'll only make the gzeira. They only have shaychus to make a gzeira when one end of the sefer falls out, actually hits the floor. If it doesn't hit the floor, it would for sure be permissible. Sivkatan dalet afilu nisgalgel. So the Mechaber set up the case that even though it's going out four Amos, and even if it's going into a Rishus HaRabim from the Eskupa, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. So says the Mishabura, Gam kein mutter ligol ha-sefer etzlo. Even if it rolled four Amos away, you're still allowed to roll it back towards you. V'lo chayshinan dilma osi la'akuli. And we don't get concerned that maybe you'll come to be lenient la'asuye ha-arba Amos and actually carry it four Amos. Afilu heicha denafal kulom yado. Even when the full sefer fell out of your hands, De'ika isura deraisa. So we are not worried, even if it falls four amos away, in which case, if the whole sefer fell, it would be a deraisa. Again, because it's on the skupa, we are more concerned about the bizon of the Kisei Kodesh. They didn't make the gzeira, whether it's going to be carrying from Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYachid, or it will be carrying four amos in the Rosh HaRabim, they do not make the gzeira. Sivkatan hey, even if the area in front of the eskupa is Rosh HaRabim, v'davka heicha detzad echad ogdo biyado. This is specifically talking about a case, as we've been discussing, that you're holding on to one end in your hand. Ha im nafal gam rosh hasheni la'aretz, but if the second side also fell to the ground, afilu heicha denafal l'karmelis, even if it only fell into a rishus that's a karmelis, gam kein osir la'asuye etzlo, it will still be osir to bring it back onto the eskupa, v'lo hitiru bazem mishum bizayon kisvei hakodesh, and they would not matir. In that case, even though it's only the rabbanan to carry from the karmelis to the rishus hayachid, but if the entire sefer fell out, that would be forbidden. Sivkatan vav. The lashon of the mechaber here is a little tricky. The mechaber said at the end of the second line, even if the place where the part of the sefer is landing is Birshus HaRabim, and the eskupa is Birshus HaYachid. Sounds from the lashon of the mechaber, the eskupa is in a Rishus HaYachid, but really, as you mentioned before, the eskupa actually is the Rishus HaYachid. So that's the Mishabura addresses Sivkatan vav, Birshus HaYachid. Tzarech Lomar means to say the eskupa is Rishus HaYachid. The eskupa itself is the Rishus HaYachid. It's not that it's inside a Rishus HaYachid, it actually is the Rishus HaYachid itself. Sivkatan Zion, the reason why we're Mekel is Mishum Bizoyum. Dimidoraisa im Zorak Dover L'Rishus HaRabim V'Rosh HaSheni B'Yodo. Here's the Mishabura clarifies everything that Midoraisa, if you threw out something to Rosh HaRabim, one end, and the other end you kept in your hand, Mutter L'Havio Etzlo. Midoraisa is 100% Mutter to bring it back towards you. The reason is, the Ein Kan Hanocha, when you only threw out one end, even if it landed on the ground, that's not called the hanocha. Kevan sherosh hasheni biyado, since the other end is in your hand, v'yochol la'avio etzlo, and you can easily pull it back towards you, so it's not considered a hanocha on Rosh HaRabim. V'imkein, and if so, b'meshem moshcho u'magbio min ha'aretz, that which you're going to draw it and raise it from the ground back towards you, lo nechsha v'akira. If it was never a hanocha on Rosh HaRabim, when you bring it back towards you, that can't be considered an akira, and akira can only come after there's a hanocha. So that's not a hanocha, because you're holding out the part of it, it wouldn't be an akira, and therefore in midoraisa it's mutter if you threw something out to draw it back in, as long as you're holding on to the other end. Elo de rabbanan gozru. But Zakta Mishabura, the Rabbanan were gozer, as we mentioned, Shalo Yavo Lahokil Afilu Hechad Enafal Gamri. The Rabbanan said, don't bring back the second half, even though the first half is in your hand, because you may bring it back when the whole thing falls out, and that would be an Issa Daraisa. V'hocha Mishun Bizayon Hitiru. Over here in our case, because it's Kisvei Kodesh, so it would be a Bizayon, therefore they were matir this Gzeira the Rabbanan. Sivkoton Ches is going to the Ramo. The Ramo explained the reason why we're so lenient over here is because the Rabbim are Dorsi Al Ha'eskupa. Zakta Mishabura Ve'ika Bizayon Tvei. It's a greater Bizayon than the example we're going to see in Siv Beis when it is on the Gag. Sivkoton Tes Afilu Bishar. The Ramo then said this whole heter is the Afkal by Kisya Kodesh. I will Bishar Dvarim Osir. Anything else not Kisya Kodesh will be Osir. Says the Mishabura Sivkoton Tes. Hainu Nami Afilu Kishiroshu Echon Nishar Biyodo. It's also talking about case by other items that one end is in your hand. Osir Lavio Etzel, you're not allowed the Rabbanon to bring it back towards you. And the Rama ended and said that by other things it's osir, even if it only fell into a carmelus, you still can't bring it back. The atam zakta mishabura sevkatan yod. The reason is the gamba ze gazrina shema yipol agamri al haaretz. Because also in that case, there's a gzeira that maybe the whole item will fall to the ground. The afilu hachi yivienu etzlo, and you'll still bring it back towards you. And therefore, this gzeira of other things, the Rama says, aval b'shar dvarim aser afilu nafla al karmelus. They made gzeira also in a karmelus. V'dai, you should know sheyesh kama achronim shemikilim baze. There are many achronim that are mekil on that, and it makes good sense to be mekil, because this lechara would be a gzeira l'gzeira if it fell out into a carmelus. So what's the whole reason why we say maybe you can't draw back half? Because you might bring back the whole thing. But if you bring back the whole thing from a carmelus or a shayach, it would only be the rabbanon. That would be only a gzeira itself. So here would be a gzeira on a gzeira. So no wonder that there are kama achronim that are mekilim baze. Mikol mokom nira. Still, however, it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Birshus HaRabim Shalonu, in our public domains, Ein Lahoka, one should not be lenient by saying, oh, it's a carmelus, and therefore Ein goes during Zera L'Zera, and therefore it will be okay. You should not say that. The Kama Poskim Sovrim, because various Poskim hold on, we've seen these already, the Gam Etzlenu Yesh Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, that even nowadays, we do have a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, so you don't want to rely on any leniencies of a carmelus nowadays, because it's a major machlokas of our public areas are Rosh Hashanah Daraisa or only a Carmelis, who could el besimin Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayim, like we saw earlier in Shin Mem Hei Siv Zayim. We will stop here and continue next time with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.